This is the Coronavirus Global Update on Sunday, the 17th of January. I'm Jackie Leonard. Pakistan's drug regulators have approved the use of the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine. In Britain, the chief executive of the National Health Service has warned that pressure is continuing to mount on hospitals. And officials in China say they've tracked down nearly all of the 400 boxes of ice cream sold from a batch found to have been contaminated with the coronavirus. Pakistan's drug regulator has approved the use of the Oxford AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine amid uncertainty about how the country can get hold of the doses it needs. Pakistan's neighbour India launched its own mass immunisation programme on Saturday. Our South Asia regional editor Jill McGivering reports.
Officials in Pakistan say they hope to make the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine available soon, but it's unclear what route it will use. Its relations with India, a major manufacturer of the vaccine, are strained. It's expected to turn instead to the Global Vaccine Alliance, which is likely to offer free doses for 20% of the population. Pakistan may look elsewhere to fill the gap. It's currently assessing a vaccine developed by the Chinese company Sinopharm. That's expected to gain approval in a matter of days, and acquiring doses directly from its ally, China, should be a simpler political process.
Officials in the Chinese city of Tianjin say they've tracked down almost all of the 400 boxes of ice cream sold from a batch found to have been contaminated with the coronavirus. The company that made it has been sealed off, and hundreds of workers have been tested and put into quarantine. The ice cream was made with products from New Zealand and Ukraine. The Brazilian health regulator has rejected a request for emergency approval of the Russian coronavirus vaccine Sputnik V. The Anvisa agency said it made the decision because the final phase of tests wasn't carried out in Brazil. Meanwhile, emergency supplies of oxygen have been flown into the northern Brazilian city of Manaus, where a surge in cases has left the health system on the verge of collapse. Here's Leonardo Rocha.
The situation in the state of Amazonas is shocking. Hospitals are overcrowded, queues are forming outside cemeteries, which have been dealing with record numbers of funerals. The local authorities announced earlier in the week they were running out of oxygen to treat patients and appealed for help. Thousands of canisters have now been dispatched by the army, by other Brazilian states, and even by the Venezuelan government.
In Britain, the chief executive of the National Health Service has warned that pressure is continuing to mount on hospitals in England. Sir Simon Stevens said the number of coronavirus patients had increased by 15,000 since Christmas Day. He said NHS staff were under extreme pressure at a time when 53,000 of them were off work for COVID-related issues.
Every 30 seconds across England, another patient is being admitted to hospital with coronavirus. And we're seeing that not just in London and the South East, where this new variant obviously first let rip, but that is spreading into other parts of the country as well.
There are now more than 30,000 people in UK hospitals with COVID, an increase on the spring peak last year. 42-year-old Hanifa is recovering at a hospital in South London after having been very ill.
I've been healthy, have no any illness, nothing. But COVID just struck me down. Just like that. COVID is a killer. It can just kill you within. Before you realize it, you can't take it back. You have to take it very, very serious. Please out there, be careful. Be careful.
The British Foreign Minister Dominic Raab has said the UK is on track to meet its target of offering a coronavirus vaccine to every adult by September. The government's announced 10 more mass vaccination centres will open in England to help reach its target of giving a first dose to the 15 million most vulnerable people by mid-February. The number of coronavirus deaths in France has now exceeded 70,000, but the authorities also said their vaccination programme had so far reached more than 400,000 people. A fourth person who had flown into Melbourne for the Australian Open tennis tournament has tested positive for the coronavirus. Officials said the latest case was a member of a broadcast crew who had arrived from Los Angeles on one of the flights chartered for the competition. Some have complained about what they called insane hotel quarantine requirements, but the authorities have warned that anyone persistently breaching the rules could be placed under police guard. That was the Coronavirus Global Update.